B4CBA Mobile. B4CBA, I think it's Dave. Good morning from K4WCL, Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima. I don't believe I've ever talked on this repeater from my my home. Usually I'm mobile when I'm on here. I'm wondering if I'm getting into the machine.
You're sounding just marvelous, simply marvelous. Full quieting and good audio. Name here is David, and you may have said your name, but I don't recall. But anyway, I'm glad you came back this morning. I'm on my way to play tennis. Go ahead.
Good, David. Yeah, I had a feeling of that, because every time I talk to you, you're either going to play tennis or just got done playing tennis, so very good. Name here is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November, and I'm the part-time guy up here. Live in the Atlanta area, but come up here Thursday afternoon through Sunday afternoon to get away from that rat race. Be retiring up here. Yeah, 13 months and 20-something days. I hadn't done the official countdown today. But I did get a countdown clock set up. And I put a link on my QRZ bio. You click on it and it brings up a countdown clock to retirement. Last time I looked, it was like 420-something days. So, yeah, I usually talk to you when I'm on the way to Easley. Wife and I like to go down to Easley a couple times a month and eat and go shopping at Hamrick. So that might jar your memory there. So, yeah, I'm very close to the repeater. You know, it's up on Caesar's Head. I'm over here on the other side of Table Rock, but I got Pinnacle Mountain and Table Rock between me and the repeater. So getting in like on a handy talkie is not good, and I can be sitting in my mobile right in front of the house and not even be able to hear the repeater sometimes. So it's a little spotty up here.
Just like that, really, anywhere. You can have the repeater full quieting in your vehicle and then roll forward, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 inches and roll right out of it completely and not be able to key it up or hear it at all. So you might be surprised if you just move a few inches, you might be able to get it. But anyway, that's just the way it is. And I live off of Rutherford Road. There's a lot of bad places, especially when I head toward 291. It just gets real, real spotty there, in that area, around Sharpshooters and, as I'm coming up on 291 there in Rutherford. So, you just never know.
Peter works good. Just once I start rolling down 178 towards Pickens, and then works good between Pickens and Easley. So, anyway, well, beautiful day to play tennis. I'm assuming you're playing outside today. I think you told me you didn't like to play inside. Don't know if it's going to be quite as warm as it was yesterday. But it hit 69 degrees up here yesterday. 69.1 was my official high. And the wife and I, about 4:30, went out and did our afternoon exercise. About 3 wear shorts. It was truly amazing.
No, I played tennis at noon. And I wore short sleeve shirt. It was just absolutely gorgeous. I just couldn't ask for better weather in February. And now it's not going to be quite as warm today, but it'll be tolerable. I mean, I've got I've got several layers on here, and you know, as I warm up, I can take a layer off and until I'm, you know, comfortable, and then so that's the way I do it, and so it shouldn't be too bad. It was 48 when I left the house, and my vehicle says it's 48, so I think it's supposed to be 50 about noon, and that's going to be, I think it's going to be a little warmer than 50, but anyway, it's not going to be as nice as it was yesterday, that's for sure.
One thing I've noticed, you know, we've had fairly cold winter, and we've had a pretty long streak where it didn't get above 50. And then earlier in the week, I think it was Wednesday, you know, it got up to like 53, 54. And man, I tell you what, 54 felt like 75. It felt warm out there in the sun. And then yesterday, you know, good grief, that was truly an anomaly for February. I think it's going to be in the low 60s. I didn't really watch the news last night or the weather, but hey, I'll take low 60s. I'll take, you know, I think the average high this time of year, 56, 57. If it's sunny out, that's, to me, perfect weather. The older I get, David, the more I think I enjoy the cooler weather than not the heat of the summer. I can always put clothes on to stay warm, even when it got really bitter cold a couple weeks ago. Exercise every day. We both just layered up and hat, gloves. She didn't want to get out there one day. I walked by myself, but for the most part, she's been a trooper. She's gotten out there with me. You know, when I explained to her, you know, she grew up in North Carolina, the mountains in North Carolina, so she experienced a little bit of cold weather. But I lived in Buffalo, New York for 5 years when I was a college student. And I explained to her that if you wear multiple layers, you wear the right clothing, you can be warm when it's really cold out. K4WCL.
WCL, KB4CBA. Mobile. You know, I've been to Buffalo. Let's see, I can't remember what month it was, but it wasn't warm. It wasn't like freezing cold, but anyway, we went to Niagara Falls, but we were on a youth choir trip, and we were singing at a church there in Buffalo, and a friend of ours was up there, and that we had met in Charleston originally, and so anyway, you know, your body acclimates to wherever you are eventually, but I'm the opposite of you. I have found since I've gotten older that I don't like the cold as much as I used to. I'd rather be warm, and I've got this little heater I turn on, and I sit beside it while I'm eating my breakfast, because it's just a little bit too cold for me, but anyway.
The guy that sleeps with the window open in the wintertime with a fan blowing cold air from the outdoors on top of me. And you know, my wife thinks I'm crazy. But I explained to her that, you know, a lot of the places I lived when I was a poor college kid, you know, we rented, you know, places off campus, and a lot of them were like converted attics into a little apartment. And the last place I lived truly was an attic that was converted into an apartment, and it had absolutely no insulation. And, you know, it used to freeze, even though the windows were closed and the heat was supposedly on. It was cold in that apartment in the wintertime. So I guess I just got used to sleeping in cold weather, you know, get up underneath the blankets and the comforter or whatever. So that's kind of how I like it when I sleep anyway. But, hey, I'll take a whole year of yesterday. That's for sure. David, you must be in, like, amazing shape as much tennis as you play.
Probably amazing, but, yeah, I'm 69 years old, and, yeah, my joints are beginning to, you know, give me some problems, and, even my hand, I'm right-handed, and it's beginning to hurt a little bit, and it's messing up my grip, and that messes up your game. So it's, it's a perishable skill. But anyway, and I am totally lost here. I know the county park is on East Darby Road, and I'm on East Darby Road, but this is not, where the park is. I don't know what's going on here. And I was supposed to be there at 11 o'clock, so oops.
The official UTC computer clock says 17:02, so you are 2 minutes late. I'm sorry, I'm distracted by FT8 and FT4 here. Well, if you need to run to get your bearings, just let me know. And if I can assist you by looking something up on the internet, I'm sitting in front of a computer.
Maps, and but I haven't been following it. I looked at it. Yeah, okay, I know where I'm at now. So I don't know where I went wrong, but I turned somewhere wrong. But I know where I'm at now. I'm just 200 or 300 yards from the entrance, so I can see the lights from here, the poles anyway. So I'll go ahead and clear with you because I'm getting ready to pull in the parking lot. And like I said, I'm running late, so Scott's probably standing there waiting on me. And it's good to talk to you, John, and I hope you have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful weather, and good to talk with you on 2 meters FM. Jump in there anytime. I'll be glad to talk with you. I'll clear out after your final, okay? Before CBA.
Because I know you need to jump. Well, very good, David. Like I said, I've been trying to get on this repeater more, get to know some of the locals, because I will be a local not too distant future. I can still get into the home repeater back north of Gainesville from here. So I do spend a lot of time on that repeater, too. But anyway, have a great day, great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon. John in Northern Pickens County, 7-3.